Carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere have increased 25% since 1958 and are up 40% since the Industrial Revolution. UH School of Ocean and Earth Science and Technology Coastal Management Specialist Bradley Romine says this correlates with higher global temperatures.
From the climate record, we noticed that warming has accelerated, particularly in the last 50 years. 2016 was the first time that we had three of the hottest years on record in a row. And this July, the most recent month we have so far, tied as the hottest month on record.
This warming, Romine says, has caused the melting of ice sheets at the polar caps and the thermal expansion of the ocean. This has also produced higher level predictions by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration earlier this year.
The study looked at the most up-to-date scientific literature and reports on sea level rise. They also looked at the potential for rapid ice melt in Greenland and Antarctica. They have a mid-range intermediate scenario that's about 3 feet of sea level rise by the end of the century. They also provide a high-end or extreme scenario of as much as 6.5 to 8.5 feet by the end of the century, which they deem as physically plausible.
A draft report on sea level rise is being reviewed by the Hawaii Climate Change Mitigation and Adaptation Commission. It's due to the legislature before the next session convenes in January. Consultant and marine environmental scientist Catherine Courtney says the draft report, based on current research and scientific data, provides damage estimates for the state.
With 3.2 feet of sea level rise, the acres of land that would be impacted. Oahu, 9,400 acres about, and other islands less so. Economic loss based on the structure and land, $430 million on the Big Island to $12.9 billion on Oahu. Remember that these do not include cost of new roads or of new sewage lines. These aren't in there.
Courtney says the draft report could prove useful in future land use planning and redevelopment. Meanwhile, Governor David Ige has joined 15 other governors in the U.S. Climate Alliance to take the lead to reduce greenhouse gases and increase carbon capture.
As an island community here in Hawaii, we do see the impacts of climate change in a real dramatic way. You know, we've seen the increasing hurricane seasons and seeing more storms, more flooding events. We have the king tides and the coral bleaching events. I think the majority of our residents get it and are ready to take action.
For more information on conservation and coastal lands, go to climateadaptation.hawaii.gov. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.